Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Diddy Gillum.
Hoo-ah!
The Frontlines of Freedom team appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. We are proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by talking with Steve Wilson from PelpVet.net. Then we'll meet Army Colonel Tom Brewer, and we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver. Of course, we'll conclude with our military history and our self-defense report. Hey, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show my good friend Steve Wilson from PelpVet.net. Steve's been helping vets for years. I don't even know how many years. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Denny. How are you?
Awesome. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, amen to that. It's a beautiful day in America. It's a good thing to be an American.
Thank you
so much for all you do, Denny. Thank you for getting the word out about the issues that are close to our heart when it comes to the veteran and military community. It's a pleasure to be back on. It's an honor to be back on with you, Denny.
Well, we're stuck with each other, Steve. We're friends and we've got too much in common. Okay, Steve, helpvet.net is an amazing concept. It touches a huge number of areas, and it really helps veterans and their families. You've told us about how it started. How does it work?
Well, everyone living in America, Denny, is a beneficiary of those that have served in the military, who have carried the burden and paid the price of keeping America safe. And considering their sacrifice, helpvet.net was formed to connect to those individuals and families and ask, how can we help? So it was founded to help local communities by working hand in hand with veterans, active military, and families, and a variety of local businesses, as well as local and national charities, to help address their toughest issues, including but not limited to veteran suicide, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and also the financial responsibilities that they and their families bear. We often urge local businesses to champion these causes by supporting our efforts in providing their professional services to all vets, active military, and families through helpvet.net. All veterans, active military, and families deserve free access to vital information and invaluable resources that affect their lives both economically and socially that meet their daily needs. So by creating relationships between local businesses as well as the veteran and military community and the families, we show our support for the over 18 million veterans and countless family members. I believe it's just under 139 million, Denny, that have sacrificed for the freedoms we Americans so easily take for granted. And the tremendous byproduct of community revitalization is realized as local business grows, so does the local economy, which supports the ideals of better schools, better roads, higher property values, and just a better quality of life for all Americans.
That makes sense, Steve. It really does. And one of the things I appreciate about helpvet.net is that you're there to support veterans. I've got a friend who's a veteran who he served between wars. He never served in combat or anything. He says, I'm not even really a veteran. And I said, dude, you made yourself available to defend our nation. It wasn't your job to start a war. You're as much a veteran as I am. And I believe that he is. And the fact that HelpVet is there for all veterans, to me, is really important.
Well, what's really wonderful about what we do have direct involvement. We have these business cards. And on the card, it's got our name. It's got a little bit about us. It's got our mission on the back, telling people that we do provide resources, benefits. We help them find jobs. We have so many different programs, discounted services, updated news and information. Those cards are hand-delivered to the VFW posts, to the American Legion halls, to the VA hospitals. Inside every VA hospital is what they call a vet center. So America thinks that everybody that serves is entitled to benefits through the VA. And Denny, you and I both know that's not true. I believe out of the 18 million, approximately 50% are the ones that are entitled to most of the benefits that the VA provides or limited. But there are so many millions that might have served a day. They might have served a couple of months. Maybe it was an other than honorable discharge. Maybe they don't have enough points. They didn't serve enough time. Well, the reality is anybody puts on that uniform for a day, or if they get buried at a ripe old age of 100 years old in that uniform, is somebody who writes a blank check payable for the amount up to and including their life for this country and every family that lives in it. I think a lot of this country has lost sight of that. We still live in the greatest country in the world, and there's more opportunity here than anywhere else on the face of this earth. But I think the greatest attribute, Denny, of being an American is our freedom. And that freedom gives everyone the right to get up each day, work really hard, and try to keep that roof over their head, clothing on their back, food on their tables, become stable, and even some independently wealthy, all because of people like you that were willing to run into the fire and give up your life for total strangers like me. To me and to HealthVet, there is no greater honor. And I think a lot of this country has forgotten that. And HealthVet is on the forefront of trying to tell people, you know, what you guys deserve and try to provide it in every step of the way, whether it be through you, your family. So those cards are given out to veterans, and we bridge the gap between families that get benefits and don't get benefits. So when they get a card through the VA Vet Center, they contact us. We help them find counseling. We help them find attorneys. We help them with aid and attendance. We help guide with benefits. We walk with you through the maze to get you to the other side when others won't. And all this is done gratis. It's all free. You deserve more than what this country is providing to you. And that's how we feel.
And it clearly works because you've been doing this for years. And I don't even know how many thousands of people have benefited from it. But and the business people who step up to assist you by providing these services, that gives them a way to serve their country too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But we're very careful with the organizations. We vet people out. We vet businesses out to the nth degree. Because the only people that we want to put your hands in the local market, are individuals that we would send our own mom or kids to. See, HealthVet was created to be the nation's leading independent veteran resource center. And there are sponsorship programs that offer business sponsors exclusive placement with HealthVet. It enables the business sponsor the ability to have their information services available to millions of veterans and their families within the military community. We were founded on the philosophy of providing free services to all of the veteran and military community. We're committed to helping the local community address the fight and fight our nation's toughest issues. Like I said earlier, PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and suicide. What the American public doesn't think about, they hear the number of how many are estimated to commit suicide each month, each day. But you never hear about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that try, and thank God they're not successful. So what do you do for them? And we try to pick up the pieces. We dive into the volcano with you. We hold on for dear life. And we try to get you the help that you need in any way, shape, or form that will better your and your family's lives.
So for the people listening to us who haven't received one of your business cards, how do they plug into helpvet.net?
Well, the easiest way is just send us an email. The best email is support@helpvet.net. Again, that's support@helpvet.net. Tell us what your issues are. Tell us what your needs are. And we'll hop on it and we'll walk through it with you and try to get you the best services and best solutions for your daily life needs. And if we can't, we'll guide you to people that can. So support@helpvet.net. Our toll-free number is also on the bottom of the page. And if you want to speak to me directly, just put a little note in there that you'd like to speak to Steve, and I'll be more than happy to contact you back.
Steve, that is awesome. You've been doing this for years. I'm proud that we've been able to work together and getting that word out. So listeners, whether you need the help or not, share the contact information with other veterans you might know, just so that they can have it if they need it, or share it with other veterans they know. There's no bottom to this. We just need to get the word out into the hands of all veterans and families.
Yeah, Denny, people don't know what they don't know, and we educate them to the best of our abilities. If they need help in this market with like a certified financial fiduciary that has your best interest in mind, we can align you with them. If you need help in regards to mortgages, refi, whatever it might be, real estate, if you need help finding medical, whatever it might be, give us a call or send us an email, and we'll work as hard as we can to find you the best services locally in your own backyard, services that the VA doesn't provide you help for. So, Denny, I just want to thank you again. God bless you. God bless this country. God bless every soul that has ever put on that uniform to support you, I, and the freedoms and ideals that this country was built upon. God bless you, and God bless America.
Steve, thank you. I'm proud that we're friends. Thanks for taking time to join us today, and thank you for your service to our nation's veterans and their families. I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you as well. I look forward to the next time we speak, Denny. God bless you, and take care.